making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got 5 more minutes with the Alpha Warrior, alphawarrior.tv. Alpha Warrior X on X is where you can follow his reporting, and I'm sure I'll be following up with him. We'll probably speak again as more information comes out. But Alpha Warrior, this one is kind of obvious, but I just want to get your statements on the record here. Christopher Wray, during his hearing this week, claims he talked to the counter-sniper teams. Specifically, he says he talked to the counter-sniper that fired the kill shot that killed the shooter on the roof. But then he says he doesn't know where he took the shot from. Is that even possible? I mean, if you're a detective and you're analyzing a crime scene and somebody involved takes a lethal shot, are you going to try to figure out where they took the shot from?
Absolutely. Because he wants to make sure that the statement that the sniper has given him is consistent with where the sniper was. And for him to know whether his sniper team's given him an honest response or not, he needs to know how everything was situated. So, no, I don't believe that. Had he said he doesn't remember, which I wouldn't have believed, it just would have been more believable. But, no, I don't think he was telling the truth in that statement.
Well, I would say if it was a test, Kim Cheadle got a 0%. FBI Director Wray got maybe like a 5%. So he did better than 0%. He gets a 5% grade. Both of them failed miserably. Cheadle has resigned since. I doubt Wray. Well, Wray said he's not going to resign. All right, so where are you at today? We're now 13 days post-assassination attempt on Trump. And I do believe we'll still have more information that might help us get a clearer picture of what happened that day. And I even suspect, because if you look at some of these new videos coming out, which at the beginning I was so frustrated, I was like, who has a cell phone from 2008 that records this 480p footage that we keep seeing everywhere? And then finally, we actually get some HD footage. And in the footage, you can see there's dozens, if not hundreds, of people filming. So I still think there's a lot more footage that we'll get access to. Why does TMZ cut the video when it's like the most important aspect before he fires a shot? So there's a lot of things that I think we may still see. But what... have you reached any conclusions, or where are you leaning into certain questions, or what do you think about everything that happened that day just 2 weeks after?
Well, one of the things that I hope our politicians FOIA, or anybody has the ability to FOIA, is in that 3-minute body cam footage. Earlier in the video, the FBI agents talking about how they have two people detained and that these people were filming the shooter, then everybody running, then the shooter, then everybody running. Says maybe they're involved, maybe they're not. Well, if the statements are true that they recorded this, we need a FOIA that video so we can actually see video of this alleged shooter taking the shots. If you want to eliminate the conspiracy or the speculation.
Do you think they have that video as evidence? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, they have that evidence. Absolutely. If you detain people and at the moment you're detaining them based on their own statements, you're trying to figure out whether they're involved or not. At a minimum, you're going to collect those devices. You're going to Cellbrite them. You're going to collect what's on them regarding this particular event before you release those things back to them. So they have that information. And the other thing our politicians need to do is, you know, I understand they're subpoenaing Wray. I understand they're subpoenaing Cheadle. But if somebody died on an operating table of the hospital, yeah, maybe you subpoena the owner of the hospital for policies, but you're going to be subpoenaing the doctor and the people that were present to get these answers. So we need Chuck Grassley and these other people that are bringing these people in to testify. Subpoena the case agent. Every one of these operation plans that were given to Secret Service from all different entities that day have the case agent and the assistant agent. Bring those people in. All those people have real-time information on exactly what happened. So if you truly want to pursue the truth, those are the people you need to talk to.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I could have announced this earlier, and I'm not sure if it's officially been filed. My lawyer and I are filing a FOIA request with the police departments that were on the ground that day and the Secret Service. I'm not sure if it's been filed yet. I'll ask and find out. I'm pretty sure everything you mentioned is even in the FOIA because we went through it pretty thoroughly to make sure we had as much in there as possible. But maybe I'll even send you a screenshot of the things we're asking for and if there's anything you think we should add to it. But we are sending a FOIA request officially to Secret Service and the police for footage, audio, and pretty much everything. There's about 10 different bullet points. All right, Alpha Warrior, thank you for your time. We'll be in touch.
God bless.
The This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
That's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so this is interesting. Now, this is normally the Veterans Call-In Show, and we only do veterans guests. We're making an exception today for Kenny Webster because of all the great work he's done for veterans with Wheelchairs for Warriors. It was actually, you guys were doing your big Christmas push when I was in prison. And so that's actually how I listen to your show, Walton and Johnson, every morning. I think you guys, what is it, 7 to 10? Is that the right time?
5:30 to 10 a.m.
5:30 to 10 a.m.
4.5 hours.
You never know when you're in solitary confinement. You don't even know what time it is.
Yeah.
You're just kind of, you know.
And you know how radio works. Not every affiliate carries the whole show.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. So this affiliate might have just been like 6 to 10, or I don't know. Point is, this gentleman and his show, Walton and Johnson, was my main, if not only, source of news at that time when I was in solitary. I had my little twist-up radio. That's how you charged it, was you literally twisted it to give it battery.
Built for hurricanes and stuff.
Well, yes, it was.
Or for prisoners.
Or built for prisoners, whatever. Whatever the case is. So it was your show, Walton and Johnson, which is funny, informative. I listened every day. And then I get out, and I think I sent you a message. I think I sent you a message that was like, "Hey man, I'm great to see your Twitter account. You kept me sane when I was in prison. This is awesome." And now here you are,
dude. Career highlight being on InfoWars. This to me as a radio guy, I'm not often in front of a camera. It's very awkward for me. We do parody and silly voices. And
you
stuff.
Get to come in looking disheveled, and you know you don't have to shave or anything.
Yeah, this is the first time I've worn pants in months. Oh, and I mean, it, you know.
I actually believe that from some of the things I've heard on your show.
But you're part of our research, because we're like a combination of comedy and real energy, you know, real news and stuff. But part of our show prep is looking at what you do, what Alex does, what Paul Joseph Watson does, people affiliated with you guys. You guys are so much farther ahead of everybody else right now on what happened in Butler, on what is going, scrubbing the internet, the Soviet-esque rewriting of Kamala's biography. And we're not journalists. We're just, you know, comedians.
Have you
had
to deal with anything? Because you guys are syndicated. Have you guys had to deal with any of the censorship problems? Has anybody ever tried to get you off air?
It's a great question. For years, people turned to the internet for less censored media. And then when the COVID thing hit, suddenly it was old school media. You guys are, you're doing new media and old media, because we're on the radio right now, right?
Yes.
So the only thing we can't do on our show is swear. Whereas like on the internet, on YouTube, you can't talk about the vaccines. You can't talk about the election results. You can't talk about Biden's broken brain. I once got a flag on YouTube for predicting the results of the California gubernatorial runoff. I said, I don't think Larry Elder's going to win. And I woke up the next morning and YouTube said, you ought not post anything for 60 days. And then Larry Elder didn't win. Lo and behold, I was just predicting what I thought would happen. And
why can't you do that?
Well, that's a great question.
They didn't tell you.
Why can't you cast doubt on the vaccines? I mean, it doesn't.
Well, we know why that is. They got to get their money. They got to get their mandates.
Right. It's probably the same thing with California, you know? Yeah. Why can't you make an election prediction? If I knew the answer.
Soon you just can't cover an election.
No.
That'll be what they do. Maybe that's their move. Is you just can't cover an election. Oh, Kamala Harris wins 50 states. Hey, I kind of question that.
Right.
Shut down.
One of the things I think that keeps people from coming after us the way they come after you guys is that we claim to not be taken seriously. You know, we inject comedy and humor into what we're doing. And so people look at us and like, ah, they're doing boner jokes about politicians. It's fine. But it's the same news you guys are doing. Because
well, that's what was so great for me, because when I'm sitting, when I can't leave my cell for 4 weeks, like when I was put in general for the last week or so of my sentence, then you get access to a TV and, you know, you get to talk with some other people. There's a little more room for trying to figure out what's going on. Now, I didn't have access to a phone, but other people did. So they'd be like, hey, did you hear this? This guy on the phone just told me. But so I'm sitting in there and you got to, cause I used to produce, radio as well when I was younger.
Where
and you guys, St. Louis,
okay,
KFNS, KXFN. And so, but I used to do, you guys do like segment bits. Like we used to do the, like, you know, the Kill Mary bang bit and stuff like that. You guys do some bits like that. So it was like, it was great for me though, cause I'm just sitting in the cell and I'm laughing, but then I'm also getting information that I wouldn't be getting anywhere else. Like when Speaker Johnson was finally chosen, it just, it was other news like that. So, I mean, you were my main source of news for at least 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean.
You're goofy ass.
Thanks, man. It's a great honor. That is very cool to me. I think, I hate to compare us to the left, but if we were the left, I think that we're sort of like the Daily Show if you guys were CNN. And that's the worst comparison that's ever been made on this network. But, you know, that's what it is we're doing parody and satire for people that get their news from Breitbart. I used to write for Breitbart for years. In fact, my mentor is very good friends with your mentor. Mancow Muller was the guy that got me into radio. And I think he's been on this channel before many times.
He was on with Alex after Rush Limbaugh died. That was the last time Mancow was on. He did a great interview. It was about an hour long. But yeah, he came on with Alex after Rush died. That was the last time he was on.
You, Rush, and Mancow all started your careers doing radio in Missouri.
That's true.
Isn't that weird?
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a decent state.
And then you and I are also friends with mutual friends with another guy from Missouri, Austin Peterson.
Yes, and he has a morning radio show now too. Dana Lash started on St. Louis airwaves as well. There's a lot of people that have come out of St. Louis.
Yeah, and people in the, you know, the coastal elitist write off the flyover state media people as being so irrelevant. But everybody we just mentioned came from nothing and now has a huge audience and influences millions of people. And you know, like a lot of people don't even know who we are. We have a million listeners a week.
I was stunned. I mean, because when I heard your show, I was like, this is, I mean, you guys do a great, your production level is as great as it gets. I mean, I could tell you guys were pros. Like production level as good as it gets when it comes to syndicated radio. And so I'm like, wow, these guys must be huge. How have I not heard of them before?
Yeah. The media doesn't, you know, the liberal media doesn't think we exist. There have been many news stories written about us. And the headline is always, local radio personalities do blah, blah, blah. Steve Johnson, the guy that created the show, our show's been around since 1983. He is a genius. He's like the Harry Shearer or the Seth MacFarlane.
Is that your co-host?
Yeah.
That does the voices.
Right, exactly. Okay. So a little behind the scenes here. If you listen to the radio, one of the reasons we call our audience the 10 percenters is only 1 in 10 people is going to understand the humor, is going to understand the politics, is going to appreciate the delivery. Steve is, I mean, just brilliant at making his voice sound like anything. And he's doing characters that argue with each other and they have very intricate biographies. We forget sometimes they have birthdays and family members. Like when you got out of prison, one of the things you and I talked about is like, yeah, Owen's out. He wants to meet Kenny and Billy Ed. And I was like, well, win, lose on that one. Billy Ed's not really a real guy, but
I was upset.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, but that's how I knew it was such a high quality thing. You can tell the genius of Steve just by the high production level. But you know, what you're talking about here is most, how do I explain this? When you look at people that are going to vote for Trump,
yeah,
it's the people that they don't want you to talk about. It's the average American that lives in what they call the flyover states. And they just pretend like you don't have an opinion, you don't have a vote, you don't matter because you don't follow Hollywood and you don't follow the cool hip-hop culture and you don't go to the Olivia Rodrigo concert. And so they just assume you don't matter. That's actually the average American.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't get invited to cocktail parties. We do a lot of regional politics. You guys do national stuff. We're a regional show. So we're big in New Orleans. We're big in Baton Rouge, Houston.
Yeah, that's I picked you up out of Baton Rouge.
Right. Memphis. This is where our audience is at. The local politicians in those towns know us. They hate us. They've tried to make our life. We notice when we go through the airport in these parts of the country, we have trouble traveling in places where we're known and then not in places where we're not known. It's like, I can't.
Trouble
I can't,
traveling?
You know, it's like, that's weird. We get randomly flagged at the Shreveport airport, but not when we're in Denver. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And sometimes it's a coincidence. Sometimes it's not, Owen. You know what I mean?
It's rarely a coincidence. Are you sure they're not stopping you because you forgot to put pants on?
I mean, that could be it. Apparently, that's a touchy.
That might be the one.
But now nudists are a protected class.
And that's true.
Conservatives are not.
Just say you're a tranny like the new Olympic promoters.
How about that, dude? They're really leaning into the anti-Christian stuff. People are already defending this on social media. A transvestite carried the Olympic torch.
Is that what that was? Because I didn't know. I saw him put it on the screen. I didn't see that. The final torch was a tranny?
I don't know what order it came in because I've been traveling all day. I did another TV show yesterday. Your buddy
Being
Alex Stein.
Yeah,
I was with Sarah Gonzalez, Alex Stein. They told me to tell you hi. They're all friends and fans. I don't know if your audience knows
that. Nice. That's nice of them.
And I guess Alex was just on their show, on one of their channels, one of their shows.
So they had the last Olympic torchbearer was a transgender. But here's what's so crazy about it. And you mentioned this. It's like, this isn't just something where they kind of throw.
It's so weird, dude. This is so demonic and gross.
I'm surprised that wasn't used as a you know what? We'll just.
Yeah, I know. We know what you're saying. No, we know.
With the flame.
I'd
be like, I'm not going to touch that.
No,
I'm not touching that.
The joke writes itself. Go ahead, people in the comment section. There's another one. There's a bearded lady. And then they did a thing with the Last Supper.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go. But that's what I'm saying. This isn't like some amalgamation. It's like, oh, it just happens to look like. No, they sat down and they said, how can we offend Christians? How can we blaspheme the Last Supper? Like, how can we write this in and then make it something that's our own?
Right. And you know, to me, Owen, I'm not offended easily. I've seen Taliban beheading videos and, you know, cartel shootouts and stuff like that. I've been shocked before. It doesn't take much to shock me. The reason this bothers me, it's not that it's supposed to be insulting to me because you can't hurt my feelings.
Well, and you're based out of Houston, right?
Right. It's just that
there's some craziness in Houston.
Nuts. Absolutely. It's human trafficking capital of America. The reason this concerns me is I know what the intended consequences are. The intended consequence is to normalize pedophilia. It's to normalize child grooming. It's to normalize sexualizing our kids. So there's the bearded. Like, what is the point of this? Is this what French values are? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Apparently.
Maybe? I don't know.
Right. And you know what else is great about
this? Are there a bunch of trannies in France? No, I didn't know that.
You know,
they found every single one is what they did.
They said, I got to think there's more, Owen.
We're going to find every single transgender individual in France, and we're going to make him a part of this Olympic opening ceremony.
But, you know, I also try to see the silver lining. I'm an optimist. One of the other torchbearers was newcomer Trump supporter Snoop Dogg.
Oh, really?
We've got
in France.
Yeah, apparently he was part of it. Yeah.
Well, he might be the one that's going to take the torch and bring it to L.A., when they come here, and I think it's 2026.
I haven't watched any of it, and it's not that it's beneath me. I've just had a busy week doing stuff because I do get into watching this stuff.
I do like this stuff. I like watching people who are great at what they do compete. I do. I like watching people that have mastered their craft, whether it's an athlete or a musician. Do you think he's high?
How did Snoop Dogg like? How much willpower did it take for him to not make a joke that he's smoking a joint?
Oh, yes.
You know,
that's even better than the tranny joke.
Because he had to think of it. I mean, no offense to Snoop Dogg.
Well, it would almost be just like a reaction.
He's a three-hit wonder, right? Like, he raps, he smokes weed, and then what else does he do?
He carries the Olympic torch.
And he hangs out with Martha Stewart.
I'm surprised it wasn't even just a muscle memory. Like, he just got it and just immediately, this isn't a... But no, so the Olympics come here 2026, and then the United States was just awarded the 2032 Olympics, I think, in Salt Lake, too.
Dude.
I think it was 2032. And I see this, and I'm like, please, don't look at what the French did for this opening ceremony and think, we've got to go further. Please.
I don't
please.
Know.
But it's in L.A., so, I mean, who knows? Gavin Newsom might, you know, get up there and bring out the Dodgers trannies and...
You always wonder if these cultural phenomenons are going to red pill people. And I'll give you an example that everybody in your audience probably remembers. We all know when the women's gymnastics team got raped by the doctor, like really sick, disgusting stuff.
They covered it up.
And then the less covered, I mean, it was a blip on the newsreel, was all these female Olympic gymnastic stars coming out and saying, the FBI covered this up. Now, as conservatives and libertarians and populists and nationalists that watch this show, who watching this show right now doesn't hate the FBI? Well, there was a very fascinating moment not that long ago between now and the last Olympics where every one of these girls that we're going to watch over the next couple of weeks got in front of cameras and said, hey, you know, without saying it, conservatives were right about the FBI. My question for you, Owen, do you think America remembers that?
No. And this is the incredible power that the mainstream media has that I think they're starting to lose. They're not, it hasn't been completely lost yet. It's starting to slip, right? It's starting to slip through their fingertips, though, and they know it. And that's why internet censorship is so important.
Ugh, look at this guy, no chin. Oh, my God.
If they don't, they've had the power in the past, not as much anymore, but they've had the power in the past where if they don't cover something, it doesn't happen.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
That's it. And it's, you know, you could call it Orwellian or Soviet-esque. So many examples this week.
Well, Kamala isn't, the borders are.
How about that? Isn't that amazing? And it's not hard to find this stuff. CNN reported on it. It's been mentioned.
It's everywhere.
It's been mentioned in congressional documents.
Kamala Harris didn't promote the Minnesota Freedom Fund. There's a literal tweet. She put the link out and said, donate.
Right. Or how about her bailing out the rioters?
Send the link.
Because now they're saying that never happened. Like, no, it happened. It happened and they bragged about it.
It's so strange. And I have, I'm sure you do too. I have liberal friends, leftist friends, Democrat friends. And I don't know, they're not like extreme leftists, but at times I sit here and I'm like, what? Like, how do you just like being lied to? I mean, I don't understand the psychological phenomenon that goes in your head, because this is with the whole borders are situation. And I mentioned this earlier, this is kind of the thing that goes unnoticed. On one side, the Democrats are saying most secure border ever. We've done the best work at the border ever. Forget about, I know it's in your head. We know 18 million have crossed. But just, okay. So Democrats on one side are saying it's the most secure border ever. But then they're saying Kamala Harris had nothing to do with it.
I know. I've been thinking about this all
so
week.
So it's like, is it good? Or you obviously want to separate Kamala Harris from the border because you know it's bad. But then over here, you're telling us how great it is. So you think you'd want her to own it.
Isn't that amazing? I've been thinking about it all week. On one hand, they're telling you the border's fine, it's no problem, and they fixed it. Because Biden, that was one of his talking points this past week, is guys, lower numbers now.
It was this morning. This morning he said that.
And then on the other hand, they're like, well, Kamala had nothing to do with it.
Even though here we are with a meeting where I'm telling her that she's in charge, or they have this excuse, they say, well, she was in charge of the diplomatic relations, and she was in charge of getting down to root causes. Okay, so what'd she do with that?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so fine, I'll go with that. She had nothing to do with the actual border security. She was getting to root causes and diplomatic reasons. So what was the result of that?
Exactly.
Nothing. Bubkis.
But then, you know, to wheel everybody away from the black pill moment that we're having right now, the awesome thing about what you're saying is that this week, for the first time in my life, I've never seen this before, PolitiFact getting fact-checked on this. PolitiFact gets Alex Jones, Trump, Elon Musk. I can't think of three more important populists right now in this country. And we owe Elon a thank you for this one. I've never seen PolitiFact get fact-checked. Guys, it's over. The curtain's been removed. The average people saw Biden fail at that debate, and now they see PolitiFact being corrected. Have you ever heard this before? Glenn Greenwald claims a lot of these fact-checking websites that partnered with Facebook and Meta and YouTube are actually started by former intelligence officers. Now, why is that?
That can't be, even though they were all working together. And we even found that out, that they were demanding what be censored in this quote-unquote portal that they were communicating in. Well, and you know, here's the thing with Musk, too.
Right.
And you know, people have their issues with Musk, and that's fine. But if you look at the one issue that you just brought up, formerly Twitter, freeing X
right
to allow actual independent journalism, independent research and analysis to take place, real fact checkers. Look, the community notes aren't perfect, but I mean, it used to be if you were a left winger and you lied, you would never get a fact check.
Never.
You would never get a community never. Note. Now all these people that are putting out the propaganda, Harris never promoted the Minnesota Freedom Fund. They put the community note right under it with the link to her tweet.
Isn't it awesome? And then Biden comes out, I don't know, what was it, a month or two ago? He said, don't trust anything on X. X is misinformation, malinformation, disinformation. Where did he put out his resignation letter? Where did he say I'm?
Well, he might not have known.
No, you're right. That's fair.
I don't know if he had anything to do with that.
Absolutely. One of my favorite PolitiFact.
He was in the Bacta tank or whatever.
one of my
He's like in an iron lung. They're like Biden, tap twice if you resign. And somebody's on the other side like, oh, that was twice. He's resigning.
He's in the same coffin they had Han Solo in. Like, yeah, wake him up.
That's right.
One of my favorite PolitiFact moments, and I went back and looked at it today. Love Ron Paul, one of my heroes. Ron Paul famously said, back before 1913, we didn't have income tax. PolitiFact said mostly false. Jim Webb, I don't know if you remember him, was a Democrat primary candidate in 20... Oh, they found it. No, that's a different one. Jim Webb was a Democrat primary candidate in 2016, made the same point at a debate with Hillary and Bernie and Lincoln Chafee, whoever the candidates were. PolitiFact goes, no, that's correct. Now, you can find those two things on PolitiFact's website. How is it false when Ron Paul says it, but it's true when a Democrat said it? I mean,
wow.
Come on, dude.
I didn't know that. Well, but again, it just shows you it's all propaganda. And that's why I'm just sitting here. I'm like, so liberals like to be lied to.
100%.
And then they like to lie to you. I mean, it's like that's the game they play. But here's what's so dangerous about the Kamala thing, which frustrates me is, and again, this is why they want to separate her from the border. It's like, you see these liberals celebrating her candidacy. Why? Because she's a woman and because she has dance videos? I mean, so what? I don't give a damn. She looks cool. She feels cool. I feel like I have a margarita with her at the bar. Well, what if her policies destroy your life? What if her policies make you poor? What if her policies starve you? It's
right.
Like they can't even make the – it's like they really do have this separation and they cannot even comprehend – that this individual has policies that are going to hurt you.
Do you think it bothers liberals that Kamala was telling us a month ago, Joe's fine? And
no,
now.
Doesn't bother him one bit.
I mean, how though? Because it's such an obvious lie.
I shouldn't say that, actually. I take that back because if I don't know if you've seen, but MSNBC and CNN have been like having these like think tank conversations with liberals.
Yeah.
And actually, all of them are upset. CNN had a focus group that they aired and they said, yeah, we're actually upset that, you know, we voted for Biden and now we don't even get to vote for our nominee. Before that, they did a focus group of women in Wisconsin. They said, well, how do you feel about Kamala? She could be the first woman president. They were like, no, we don't like Kamala. We'd never vote for Kamala. So I don't know. I think that, you know, we tend to find the extreme left get represented when it comes to policy. And then when it comes to some of these people that get a following on X. But I don't know. I think that there's a lot of lefties out there that really are turned off by all of this. I don't know if you saw the Dane Cook video.
No.
Cook just did a very vanilla video just saying, hey, guys, I'm not really looking for who you're voting for, but just I'm just curious, you know, where are you guys at politically? These last 2 weeks have been crazy. Just drop a comment. I'm just curious. Let's find out where my fans are at politically. Like 50% of the comments were, I used to be Democrat. I'm voting Trump.
Yeah.
Like, so I think people really are just sick of it. And like you said, when we were talking earlier, after he took that bullet and stood up and said fight, I mean, it was kind of like, I mean, even Zuckerberg was like, that's kind of badass.
Yeah. Dane's another one. I think they tried to cancel him because he's 50 and his girlfriend's 25 or something like this. Like, come on. That's what you're mad at him for.
Right? Of all the things.
Do you think Obama likes Kamala?
Like, no, I don't think any of them like each other, to be honest.
Because something that sometimes gets thrown out is Obama, Kamala's the female Obama. And then she giggles on TV and talks about the wheels on the bus. And if you were Obama,
Venn diagram,
would you want her to be the female you?
The significance of time is that time is actually insignificant when you're thinking about the passage of time.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline, it's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, Kenny Webster in studio. I'm telling you, folks, funny, informative, his show, Walton and Johnson. And he also has another show, too. So you're doing, what are you doing, like 5 hours of radio a day?
Five and a half. The morning show is impressive. More regional and national news. And then in the afternoon, I do a show just for Houston that's really local politics and Texas politics. And something very interesting happened this week in Houston. I don't know if a lot of people have picked up on this. The most powerful...
She-Jack?
Well... Don't get me started on that. But no, I was going to say Lena Hidalgo.
She's at Disney World, isn't she?
Well, the most right. That's what we think. I don't know if that was
she's
a meme.
She's prancing around.
I thought that was a meme.
It does look photoshopped. It does look fake.
Okay, so I don't know where she is, but for those of you that aren't from Texas, you might not know who Lena Hidalgo is or what a county judge is. The county judge in Texas isn't a judge. Like not like a, with a gavel and all. It's like the executive in charge of your county, like the mayor of the county. And the most powerful county, the most powerful elected Democrat in the state of Texas is a young millennial socialist who got elected by accident because she was down ballot from Beto. And this week, Kamala shows up in Houston this week. And oh, there she is with her Beto boyfriend.
No way. She's got a whitey too? Why do they all date? They all date crackers. It's true.
You know what the kink is? I'm going to be careful about this because I know we're on terrestrial radio. I think for some of these alpha Latina socialist politicians, it turns them on to control a white man. That's just a theory I have because look at AOC.
They all look gay too. Like they all come off as gay.
There's this famous
photo. Come on, AOC's husband. I mean, come 100%. On. Let's be real. He's not straight.
Have you seen the famous photo of him holding an iPhone? I didn't write this joke. There's a meme where he's holding the phone like a camera. And underneath it, it says, here's AOC's boyfriend doing his favorite sexual position.
Filming her.
Just classic, right? But, you know, anyway, Lena is missing in action this week. The socialist.
Nice to be a Democrat.
My friend Michael Berry calls her the Comandante of Harris County. It's the biggest county in Texas.
Well, she's incredibly corrupted.
100%.
And I know you know Marissa Hansen. She's dug into this money they have going to offshore bank accounts.
A lot of weird stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah, Marissa's an independent journalist from Houston. She's kind of controversial. And I only know her from Twitter. I've never met her in real life. But, I mean, she has broke some very big stories.
She brings the receipts. They literally have offshore bank accounts.
Right, exactly. And
you're like, what the? Offshore bank accounts?
People.
Oh, don't worry about that.
But the other thing that's so remarkable about Lena is she's out trying to raise money right now. On the heels of this hurricane we just had, for the last time we had a big crisis in Houston was the pandemic, and every top staffer in her office got indicted for doing what's called a bid rigging scheme. Another way to describe this would be they stole money that was intended to be used for a COVID vaccine outreach. The University of Texas wanted to handle what I think was ended up being $12 million in COVID vaccine outreach, knocking on the doors of poor people in the hood and saying, hey, would you like a vaccine? And instead of having the University of Texas do it, they gave the deal to some woman that works in Montrose. Now, if you're not from Houston, I love that photo. If you're not from Houston, you probably don't know what Montrose is. That's the gayborhood. In other words, they gave the contract to some woman that lives above a Bong and marital aid store. It didn't make it with no employees. It made no sense. And she says, there's nothing to this. There's nothing suspicious about it. Lo and behold, Ken Paxton and the Texas Rangers, the law enforcement agency, not the baseball team, get involved. They investigate. Now they've all been indicted, walked out in handcuffs. And somehow Lena gets reelected by less than 1%.
Yeah, every time. Isn't it amazing? It's always 1%.
Everybody was talking about Maricopa County. Everybody was talking about what happened over in Georgia. In the last election,
Harris County's got some problems.
100%. One of the worst in the country.
Yeah, it's bad.
Every conservative neighborhood, every conservative polling location, open late, closed early.
Well, do you see how they gerrymander it, too?
Big time.
Oh, my gosh. There are some redonkulous gerrymandering that the Democrats do to sliver off votes from the blue metropolitan population dense areas. They got these in Houston. It's like a hook. And then it is one of the most redonkulous. It's literally like they sliver out a population dense area in Houston, huge population. But it's, you know, they want to find a way, because they're fighting racism.
So of course.
They want to find a way. No, that's what they claim. Find a way to sliver off this portion of the black vote in Houston that votes majorly Democrat. But the Democrats know we don't need 80 or 90% of the vote. We can win with 51% of the vote.
Right.
So they gerrymander. There's this one in Houston. I think it's District 2. I don't remember what it is. You guys probably. It's like it is. I mean, you'd think. I'm not trying to be mean, but you'd think like a kindergartner was just scribbling on a piece of paper.
I've made the same point.
It's like a hook, and then it's like a sieve or something. It's like who?
You're talking about Texas Teen. Do you know who it is? She just died.
It's CJAC's district.
Oh my God! Dan Crenshaw and Sheila Jackson.
She was oversight for Secret Service. Did you know that?
Right. Yeah. Mm. I know. Nothing weird about that. Owen.
Not a coincidence.
If you look on a map at the districts in Houston, it's almost as bad as Chicago, where they don't make any sense at all. But the two politicians from Houston that have benefited the most from this, Crenshaw and CJAC. Rest in peace. Not gonna
the worst.
Not gonna badmouth a woman that just died of cancer. But how weird is that? Hours before she's dying.
Look at that nice hook.
Look at that. Look at it. And hours before she's dying, someone's on her Twitter account badmouthing Trump's speech. There's an interesting question we have to ask. How many of these politicians, I mean, Mitch McConnell.
You defeated racism.
Dianne Feinstein, CJAC, Joe Biden. How many of them are just filling a chair? I know, it's crazy looking at these districts.
I'm sorry.
Look at the map again?
This is like a comedy routine. Look at the bottom of districts 4 and 3.
Okay, so I think, are we actually looking at the... These aren't the congressional districts, are they? Or are they? Show me District 18 if you can. TX18 is Sheila Jackson Lee's district. And it is, I think we were just looking, I don't know what
map. This is great material here.
It's amazing, right? And the only place that's worse is Chicago. The voting districts in Chicago.
Where you're originally from.
I'm very familiar. I've lived in flat, corrupt, Democrat-controlled cities with gerrymandered voting districts that don't make any sense. That's my expertise.
Oh, no, they make sense.
I mean, they make sense if you get it, right?
Yeah,
no,
they make sense. Hey, Democrats are smart politically. They know how to steal power.
Yeah.
So they say, well, we don't need...
There you go,
yeah,
18.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. Look at 18. 2.
Beautiful.
38. 18 is my
Picasso
favorite.
The Picasso of districts.
Yeah, I mean, this is how we got Crenshaw. This is how we get CJAC.
In fact, 7 is probably the best example. If you look, 7 is the perfect example.
It's so weird. And I think that's Al Green, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, you know, he tried to incite a mob against me.
I'm sure.
He did.
Well, I mean, you know, didn't you have it coming, Owen?
Yeah, well, I asked him. I said, hey, Al, why do you call Trump a racist? He is a racist. And then he incited a mob against me. He was at Reagan International Airport.
Yeah, and everybody in the Black Congressional Caucus is full of it because they don't want Wesley Hunt to be a member. They don't want Byron Donalds. And look at the great work. That's real Black empowerment, is telling people diversity is more than the skin color on the outside of your body. It's about tangible thought.
Is this the shift of the district shape that you're putting on the screen there, guys?
I think that's what that is. Isn't that interesting how it changed? Yeah, I love that.
Well, you know, they got to move the districts to make sure they stay in power.
Sure.
But I mean, seriously.
The barrio moves around. You got to move it when the barrio moves, you know?
But look, this is the strategy. It's obvious. Every congressional district gets a vote in the House. And so the Democrats find a way to get as many votes in the House as possible. And so it's really amazing. They stole the Senate by changing the laws that get the senators elected. And then they stole the House by gerrymandering to make sure that they get as many votes as possible. I mean, this Democrat Party, it needs to be extincted politically. It is built on corruption. It has had multiple terror groups work through its institutions,
100%.
Like Bill Ayers, who you know, actually.
He was a professor at my college. Yeah, I graduated from the University of Illinois, Chicago. While I was there, Bill Ayers was a professor. He was a tenured professor. And being at that university pushed a lot of people to the left. It pushed me to the right. But going back to the congressional districts we were just looking at, you know, Owen, everything you just said is true. But you know who else is responsible for this? It's Dade Moore. It's Dade Phelan, excuse me.
Who just got reelected somehow.
Yeah, exactly. It's
good Lord.
Makes no sense. For those of you that live outside of Texas, we have a problem with these George Bush Republicans.
Yes.
That refuse to go away.
And there is an inner struggle to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And we're so close, man. Like, we've got I don't know if you've talked to them. They're great people. The Texit group.
Very smart people, and I'm not necessarily somebody that thinks that we should leave the union, but we should have the right to do it without being imprisoned, or at least talk about it. We have such a bizarre moment happening in Texas Republican Party, the infighting. It's the Ken Paxton guys, the Trump populace, the Wesley Hunt guys.
And the Bush holdovers.
Versus the Bush holdovers, and one of them is Dade, and I don't know how... But for those of you that don't understand, we have these chairs for the committees in the House of Texas House, and they keep giving seats to Democrats, and there's only one reason that happens, so rhinos can stay in power.
And I've had other – it's crazy, too, because they're really clinging to life, the Bush establishment Republicans. I don't think their time in Texas is very long politically, because I've been to events where I get kicked out by these people.
Yeah.
They kick me out of their events – and then they'll have some of their biggest donors will come up to me afterwards and they'll be like, I can't believe what they just did to you. I agreed with everything you just said. I'm not going to donate a single cent now to the Travis Republicans anymore. And I'm like, well, you know, you choose what you want to do with your funding, but, you know, this isn't going to be how it's going to be here for too long, hopefully.
A little inside baseball. Your producers right now are scrolling through videos from the Paxton impeachment trial. One of the people they put up on the screen there is Tony Busby. Tony Busby isn't a right-wing ideologue or anything like that. He's probably the best attorney in the state of Texas.
He was great.
And he was Paxton's lawyer.
Well, didn't he run for office after that?
For city council. Would have been great. We couldn't have gotten a better city councilman than Tony Busby. But because he committed the crime, the cardinal sin of helping out a Donald Trump Republican like Ken Paxton, the George Bush Republicans of the state stepped in, got involved in our city council meeting and city council elections and kept Busby from getting elected. This guy might be the best trial lawyer in America.
He was awesome. Clearly, and imagine, he went up against all that corruption and he beat the establishment Republicans. He beat the FBI.
And he's clearly overqualified to be a city councilman, right?
Yeah.
But he would have been amazing at it.
That's like a mayor. That's like, I want you to be my mayor or governor.
I mean, he would have been awesome. Yeah, he would have been a great mayor, too. That's the, and Tony Busby, a good guy, if you know who that is. But again, you know, he's friends with the, he did a Donald Trump fundraiser at his house. So they kept him from being a mayor.
You can't do that.
Kept him from being city councilman. Tony Busby, if you're watching, which you're probably not, you're probably on a yacht somewhere, but he's a great guy. Yeah. Anyway,
you would take an invitation to the yacht.
Hey, before we run out of time, can we talk about Wheelchairs for Warriors?
Hold on a second, though.
Yes.
You've got a shirt on here, okay?
We sell these the Walton & Johnson website.
Now, well, we can't plug yours.
Okay.
We have to plug my shirt.
Fair.
We're plugging my shirt here. That was well played, but no. Fair, we have the Bulletproof Trump shirt. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Got to fund this. So if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, this is a limited edition. You notice we don't really sell much apparel anymore. We just don't do it. But
you got to get this.
We have the limited edition Trump bulletproof shirt.
That looks awesome.
InfoWarsStore.com. The softest cotton you're ever going to feel. It's the softest cotton. It's not tough. It's not like the Teflon Don. It's really soft cotton.
Yeah.
We made sure it was soft. We wanted it to be comfortable for you.
Ladies can sleep in it.
The Trump bulletproof shirt right now, InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, pick up a great product as well that are on sale, up to 60% off the Save InfoWars mega sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But get the limited edition. Plus, I mean, who knows the future, the fate of InfoWars? This could end up being, a piece of InfoWars lore.
It's a big deal. I'm not getting
paid
to be here.
I collect InfoWars t-shirts.
I'm not being paid to be here. I'm not being paid to promote it. Guys, if InfoWars goes away, we are screwed. This is one of the oldest news outlets in the world of new media that has defied. There was a point in time when I was a skeptic years ago, and every crazy thing that was ever said on this network, I mean, for the most part, as far as I know, I mean, gay frogs, I think, is the most famous one. That was true. That was actually a real thing.
They got the frogs.
I know. It's one of my we play it on our morning show almost every day at some point when we're going to break.
And if these people, if they're willing to turn the frogs gay, think about what they're going to do to you.
I know. It's crazy. But look, for whatever it's worth, Alex got that information from an NBC News article. It's not like he made it up. If InfoWars goes away, so goes Twitter, so goes right-wing populism.
But you know what's so strange about that? And I do want to talk about what you do for veterans, because this is the veteran show.
Sure.
And we did have veterans guests. We're probably not going to have time for calls. But you know what's so crazy about that? When I first started listening to InfoWars, it wasn't even like I wasn't left or right. What really resonated with me more than anything was the people that came on and talked about GMOs. And the people that came on and talked about organic food and you know, the pharmaceutical stuff. And it was kind of more like health stuff, which at the time was kind of more liberal stuff.
Exactly.
You know, that was kind of more leftist liberal stuff, was like, hey, here's the toxics and stuff they're putting in the food and the water and you know, the pharmaceutical products and the runoff and you know, GMOs and inorganic food. That's what actually, even more than the politics, kind of resonated with me, because I was always into health and exercise. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. How have I not heard about this? What do you mean the fluoride in the water? What do you mean the GMOs? What do you mean the things that are the pesticides that they're putting on the plants? So that was kind of the first thing to me that was like, whoa, this is information I'm curious of. But it was liberal at the time.
Like, it was.
That was considered liberal. Now they write stories and they say, if you want to be healthy, you're a white-wing extremist. They write stories now that say if you work out you're white, you could die.
Isn't that crazy? Going to the gym is now a right-wing populist. And it makes no sense. Look, the truth is the truth no matter what position you are, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. And at the end of the day, this left versus right thing, that's one of the tools they're using against us. Because it shouldn't be left versus right. It should be us versus them. It should be the elites versus the populists. At the end of the day, the people fighting for the little guy don't... Glenn Greenwald and Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and Elon Musk are all on the same side now. That's crazy. But here we are, and aren't you glad they are?
Well, and I think that the real battle is, you know, it looks left versus right because we have the Republicans and the Democrats. But really, it's up versus down. Up is more freedom. Down is less freedom.
That's exactly
And that's really what it comes down to. And some people just haven't figured that out yet because they think they're social justice warriors. We're going to beat racism. You know, we're going to beat homophobia. And it's just like, no, you're missing the entire, you're missing everything if that's what you think you're doing here. You're going to be starving and your country's going to be at war and you're going to be broke.
Yeah.
But hey, you defeated racism. Congratulations.
I've never been part of the alphabet community or the, you know, it's never been a concern. I'm not gay. I don't have any gay family members. I've never been against it either. But one of the things
nobody used to care. I know this all happened after Obama. It used to be like nobody cared. Like, yeah, you do you, I do me. Since the 90s, that was kind of thing. But then post-Obama, it was like, oh, everybody's got an identity now.
It would be interesting to see a study on how many gay people right now are against the current gay political narrative. Because I think it's most of them.
I'm sure you've seen gays against groomers.
Yeah, and this is totally anecdotal, right? But I just noticed that when I meet gay people living in a big liberal city like Houston, they don't agree with what this idea of grooming kids in public schools.
If you don't vote Biden, then you ain't gay.
That's it. If you don't vote Biden, you ain't trans.
Kamala, I guess, you know, she's the real president now. She's running. So she should go to a gay deal with a bunch of gay voters and say, if you don't vote Kamala, then you're not gay.
Did you see?
Like, really? I was just in the bathroom with this dude over here. I'm pretty sure I'm gay and I'm thinking of my vote Trump.
Did you see Joy Reid today is trying to reinvent that talking point? Joy Reid was on TV today or TikTok. Or I don't know. I saw it on Twitter. And she's telling people, if you don't vote for Kamala, you ain't black.
She's saying that now.
They're bringing it back. The thing that was used to dunk on them, they're now trying to reclaim it.
You know what, though? But it's the same thing. It's like if you're actually an African-American whose parents came here or maybe even you are a descendant of slaves in this country, that's not Kamala.
No.
That's like stolen social justice valor that she's trying to have.
You know her ancestors were slave owners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know
Big
that.
Big time.
Yeah, and
she's an Indian-Jamaican descendant.
It's crazy.
Of slave owners.
And if you want to talk about a class system or classism, India. I mean, that is... Yeah, ask somebody from India what it's like to be poor in that country, and they'll tell you, America's awesome. I don't understand why you guys don't like it here. I mean, we're so lucky to be in this country.
Well, the Indian Americans know that. That's why when Trump went to Houston, he had 100,000 people at NRG Stadium. It's one of the biggest political events ever.
Have you ever seen this statistic before? In 2016, Trump was the first Republican to get Hindus and Indians to vote right wing. I mean, like, as a large percentage.
Abraham Accords, you know, peace on earth. Yeah, gee, why would I want this Trump guy?
Yeah.
By the way, and this is a big issue, because I know you want to talk about this, and this is why we let you on the Veterans Call-In Show as
my
an
brother.
Exception.
Appreciate you.
So, but you guys were doing a big push when I was in prison for wheelchairs for warriors, and one of the big issues that I've covered consistently, normally we take a bunch of calls from veterans on this broadcast. We had a couple veteran guests today. But especially when Trump was in, the number one thing I was hearing from veterans was we used to get treated like crap by the VA, and everything changed as soon as – like it was like night and day difference, and I think things are going back down again. I was stunned when I heard some of the stories. I was stunned at how much some of these wheelchairs cost, but I was stunned. It was like veterans will come back from tours they do overseas and they'll be missing a leg or, you know, whatever it is, they need a wheelchair.
Right.
And they don't even get any help, or they get like an old wheelchair that won't even roll.
Yeah. These guys have paid the ultimate price. And it's not that the VA doesn't give out wheelchairs, because people will ask me, wheelchairs for warriors, don't they give wheelchairs? Yes, but it's very hard to get one. Right. And they're not very good. They're rinky dinky. I heard a story once, and these are true stories from the people at Wheelchairs for Warriors, about a guy who was trying to fix his own wheelchair. And when someone, because it was, the wheel was falling off, it wasn't holding together. When someone at the VA found out about it, they punished him by taking it away. And so that's the whole point of wheelchairs.
You can't fix your own wheelchair.
No, you're not supposed to.
How dare you?
It's their property. You're not supposed to mess with it. You're not supposed to work on it. My late uncle was a Vietnam War veteran, and he was a victim of Agent Orange. And he was also a dentist. In the end of his life, he did volunteer work at the VA hospitals filling cavities in Florida. And he told me one of the things that blew his mind was, normally you go to a dentist and you have a cavity. What do they do? You got a cavity. You want me to fill it? That is not protocol at a dentist office at the VA hospitals in Florida and presumably other states. Instead, they give you a prescription for opioids, Vicodin, whatever it may be, and they have you come in back in a week. Now, knowing what you know about opioid addiction and the cost of healthcare and how desperate our federal government is to get old vets to die off so they don't have to take care of them anymore, why do you think they would do that, Owen? Why do you think they would give them drugs instead of just filling their cavity?
I mean, it's a heartbreaking story. I mean, it really is. And you hear it too often, but you just said it. Hey, this guy, we're having to pay for his health care. And, you know, let's just find a way to get him addicted to this opiate. And, you know, maybe the worst happens to him, but he does it to himself. So it's not our fault.
100%, which, by the way, is also my theory about what happened in Butler. I don't think that they put that guy there. I think they let it happen. I mean, I think...
Well, there's evidence. I mean, that's like 98% proven at this point.
Exactly. Or January 6th. There's so many. So if we understand that about January 6th, if we understand that about what happened in
Butler...
It's
Nightcrawler.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like Nightcrawler. All of this is like Nightcrawler.
They wanted it to... It was reckless on purpose. So when you consider that, why wouldn't they have the same perspective on how to deal with healthcare for vets? That's why I encourage people. Wheelchairs for Warriors is a Texas-run charity, and they give wheelchairs to people all over America. They're literally saving lives. You know, PTSD is a big problem, and one of the things that causes people in this country to commit suicide is military veterans don't get good health care. So that's the whole point of this organization.
Are you guys doing a Christmas party this year?
We do a stand-up comedy show to raise money for them, and we do it almost every year. Alex Stein has been a guest, Jesse Payton, a lot of right-wing I do right-wing stand-up comedy shows with guys like Chad Prather and Alex, and a lot of guys that are big fans of you and the people you work with. And I don't do it all the time. We're doing a tour in October, and when we tour, we always try to raise money for vets. Because, I mean, look, we're so lucky we get to do this. This is such a cool life that we live. And if it wasn't for how screwed up the world is, I would do a very different show, and I'm sure you would too. Part of the reason why we choose this content is because there's a need for it. It's not hard to make the apocalypse interesting. We really are living in a strange time, Owen.
Well, I used to do sports. I mean, when I left the sports media, I had my foot in the door for probably like maybe four or five different career paths in the sports media. And to break into sports media as a broadcaster is a lot harder.
Yeah.
But there were a couple other avenues I could have taken. I would have made a fine living doing, you know, NFL, whatever, MLB, NHL. And when I basically just abandoned it and shifted to politics, people looked at me. And they're like, are you nuts?
My brother, same thing happened to me. I was on a rock radio station. I was the producer of a late night electronic music show. And when I decided I didn't want to do that anymore and I wanted to do political talk, everybody said, Kenny, wouldn't you rather hang out backstage at the Imagine Dragons concert and smoke weed with, you know, Dave Navarro? I was like, no, not really. Not for the rest of my life. No.
Wait, is he in Imagine Dragons?
No, but you know, ironically, he's a libertarian. Funny coincidence. So he's kind of, I'm told, and Billy Corgan's another one.
Billy Corgan, he likes InfoWars.
Yeah, they're not liberals.
I don't talk about it. There's a lot of rock stars that like InfoWars. There's a lot of rock stars that like Alex Jones. They like to listen to our shows. But you got to be careful.
You can't talk about it.
You got
it.
You'll lose your record deals. You'll lose your charts you'll lose your spot on the charts. So they just don't talk about it. All right, Kenny Webster, Walton and Johnson Radio. Find him all over the map. That does it for the show. But no, I have no regrets leaving sports media. Right here at InfoWars is where I belong. So keep us on air. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We got live Alex Jones and Sunday Night Live Sunday. And then I'll be right back here Monday hosting the War Room. Who knows what's going to happen between now and then? Who knows?
Dude, please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me. Right now, we were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.